Let Nothing Divide Us, by Jello Jolteon. Chapter 10. Inroads.
Ochako finds herself looping back in her mind, replaying the scene that happened minutes prior before she retired to her dorm for the night. She, Deku, Ida, and a few others had been in the common room studying for an exam the next day, and she finally decided to call it quits and leave Deku to his somewhat anxious muttering, Ida jiggling his leg below the table as his mechanical pencil scrawled through the math problem. It wasn't that she didn't care, that she wasn't acutely aware of her position in the class, or that she didn't want to do better, but sleep had been calling her for a half hour, and she knew she wasn't going to learn any more than she already had for the night. Best to retain what she could and get a good night's rest instead, she thinks in the voice of her parents.
That's it for me, you guys,
she says as she stretches, gathering her book, notebook, and pencil case under her arm.
Ida?
She nods at her friend across the table before letting her eyes drift over to the closer of her two friends.
Deku?
She says as she places a hand on his shoulder before departing.
Good night!
And they bid her the same in return. See, all of that was regular. That was fine. What wasn't fine, by her estimation, was the way Deku had nearly jumped out of his skin when she laid her hand against his shirt. He hadn't been startled. His muttering had stopped when she began gathering her things. He had been facing her. She hadn't startled him by touching him. But that was just the thing, because she clearly had. He wouldn't have jumped the way he did, or stuttered the
"Good night, Raraka,"
if she hadn't. She wants to roll it over in her mind until she falls asleep, but chides herself instead and tries to piously run over the formulas for the exam instead. Sleeping on it was the advice she'd given herself for studying, and she'd been hoping to carry that over to this new conundrum with her best friend. But there's no such luck. A few days later, when they get their exams back, a new revelation occurs. Ochako, buoyed by a satisfactory grade, bounces over to Deku on their way out of class and puts her hands on his shoulders to peek at his paper.
How'd you do, Deku?
She gets an apology instead of an answer.
Oh, sorry, am I in your way? Sorry.
He splutters.
Deku, how can you be in my way when you're sitting at your desk?
You don't need through?
He seems to say almost on impulse.
No, silly. I just wanted to know if you did okay.
Only then does the light really click back on in his eyes as he talks through his perfect score. Relieved some of his more uncertain work was correct. Uraraka, however, thinks back a few nights prior and finds herself, embarrassingly, tuning him out.
Turns out the factor was able to reduce further, so I'm really glad that was right. How did you do?
Oh, sorry, what?
Are you happy with your score, Uraraka?
It clicks.
Do you not like when I touch you?
Excuse me?
She can feel her face flush immediately at the automatic and poor choice of words, catching a look and a snicker from Mina out of the corner of her eye. She shakes it off as best she can, but the heat in her face lingers as she elaborates.
You always seem to flinch when I touch you, like you're uncomfortable. But I don't want to make you uncomfortable.
She's taken an awkward seat in the desk next to his, hands curled uncertainly in the folds of her skirt. Deku sighs, catching a look from Bakugo at the corner of his eye as he, too, exits the room.
No, it's not that. It's not that at all. But, can I explain on the way back to the dorms?
Ochako's head pops back up and she nods, a bit of her vigor restored. She waits for him as he loads his things into his bag, and the two are the last to exit the room.
Thanks for waiting,
he says as they catch back up outside the building. It seems like a funny thing for him to say, considering she was the one who prompted this, but maybe it was just old habit at this point. They did usually walk together.
No problem, Deku. So, touching?
She prompts awkwardly.
Touching. Well, you see, growing up, it didn't mean friendly things. Usually when someone grabbed my shoulder, it meant they were about to try to shake my lunch money out of me or something, and, yeah.
He laughs awkwardly, raking a hand through his scruffy hair. A cross expression shadows her face, and he takes a few steps ahead of her without noticing she stopped.
I don't like that,
she says simply.
I mean, me neither?
He says, almost more a question than a statement, and he finally stops and turns around.
Well, yeah, but no. Things are different now, Deku. You shouldn't have to feel scared when I do this.
And she lays a hand on his upper arm while he tenses, proving her point.
I'm your friend, and you know I would never, ever try to hurt you. I just want you to know that I'm here and I care. And then if I do make you uncomfortable, you're allowed to tell me to stop.
She squeezes his arm gently for effect, and looks into his eyes as they begin to water. He scrubs them hastily with his other arm before responding.
Yeah, I know, Erotica.
Their walk is nearly over, but before they reach the dorm, she bumps into his shoulder for effect, breaking into a smile when he giggles after a pause. She'll take it. She makes it her personal mission, an arm grab here, a leaning into him there, a soft shove at his legs to break his muttering on the couch in the common room. Slowly, he ceases to flinch, no longer apologizes. It goes on for months, and then she watches him take a mean clock to the jaw during practice before he blows Bakugo back. All Might calls a timeout, and Ochako does her best not to rush over and betray all the things she's been trying to shove down. She settles next to him as he rubs his jaw, trying to offer him water to salvage her subtlety. He accepts a bottle, and she uses the opportunity to assess the growing red mark on his handsome jawline, tracing a hand over smoothly. And then he does something that makes her heart stutter. Like some kind of revenge for the way his pencil would stutter across his notebook when her hand met his arm. He jets a sigh out of his nose, and his face softens as he leans into her hand. Her face goes up in flames. His eyes open a second later, wide and full of fear, and she feels acutely aware of every muscle it takes her to smile. Something natural that puts him at ease. That doesn't betray the "I find this weird for a host of reasons, many of which are rooted in my incredible attraction to you." The butterflies swirl in her stomach, and she shoves them down, down, down. She draws her hand away the moment he jerks his head back, and she hopes this isn't backpedaling on her hard-won progress with him.
Are you okay? That looked pretty rough.
He's done worse to me.
He shrugs sheepishly, his freckled cheeks dusted an adorable red. He forms his mouth into a moo, as though to continue the thought, but All Might calls for the session to resume. Her legs are weak as she walks back to the bench, praying Mina and Hagakure don't see straight through her.
Are you sure I didn't overstep a line back there?
He asks, freshly showered, and a towel he used to dry his hair slung across his shoulder as they walk back to the dorms. She can't place why she so badly wants to play dumb, but the earnest concern in his voice makes her swallow her gut reaction.
I mean, it surprised me, but really, I'm glad. I told you I want you to be comfortable, didn't I, Deku?
I guess you did.
This time, he pushes into her. Alarmingly quickly, she finds out that Deku is one hell of a cuddler. It's like Some kind of switch has been flipped in his brain. Some kind of circuit closed. He grabs her wrist, her arms, pulls her into his side, whispers conspiratorially into her ear. It all has about the same result as being electrocuted by her steam. But she can read the glow in his eyes when he pokes her, even if it's with great hesitation that he reaches out to the others. But nevertheless, he reaches out. They watch movies. She leans into him. He leans into her. She finally feels comfortable enough herself to indulge in that insatiable urge to run her fingers through his curly hair. He returns the favor with an indisputably gorgeous braid. He practically has the other girls and 1A lined up for his previously untapped cosmetological prowess. And Ochako is left to bask in the feeling of his fingers. Callist, but cautious, sweeping flyaways from the nape of her neck. And it all threatens to crumble to dust the day Deku looks over his shoulder at her while they're studying, spots her soft face as she idly taps her eraser against her lips, and realizes that he'd very much like to lean off from her back and catch the inquiring sound that would pass those lips, this own mouth. He would crumble every avenue of trust she paved him just to kiss her. And that he would so much as entertain this thought scares him half to death.